This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. I've issued a challenge to my son, and it doesn't seem like he cares about it at all when it comes to reading Harry Potter. We have some pretty funny phone calls about people fighting over stupid stuff when they get divorced. Somebody on the show is moving, and producer Dan and Annie have to battle it out for a handsome reward. We have a handsome reward for a challenge between producer Dan and Annie. This is, I can tell you, something you both want to win. Unfortunately, you both can't win.
I'm nervous.
Only one of you can win the handsome reward.
But why?
Kennedy, do you want to explain it is what is about to happen on the show?
Okay, well, do you want me to do this thing?
Yes, I want you to do that thing.
All right, well, I need some music then.
What kind of music would you like, Kennedy?
Just something that's going to fire you up. We were supposed to have like the voice guy do this, but it didn't happen. So okay. I'm going to be the voice guy.
Okay, Kennedy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I think I have something for you.
Give me something good.
Yeah, this
Hit
one's going to be really good. Take a listen.
There we go. All right. Ooh. It's time. Carson and Kennedy's Summer Camp Challenge pits Team Annie versus Team Dan for a handsome reward. 3 days of challenges, one outcome. Who will be victorious? Who will go home and cry in their beer? Every morning at 7:15, find out the new challenge that awaits these fierce competitors. The ultimate battle. Sox Yankees, Celtics Lakers. That battle makes those look like playground scrap. Carson and Kennedy's Summer Camp Challenge. Bring on the pain!
Nice job, Kennedy.
Well done.
Thank you.
We didn't need a voice guy for that.
Nah. We'll have it by tomorrow. It'll be fine.
So I feel like I love Annie to death, and I would always rather be on her team than against her. But if the prize is really good, I will go straight Hunger Games.
Well,
yes,
you should mention that.
Kennedy, why don't you go ahead and tell them what the prizes are?
Okay, so we have in our back pockets, Dan, a pair of tickets to go see Billy Joel.
Oh, I do want to see Billy Joel.
Sitting nicely.
At Fenway
Park.
That
is huge for me, you're
sitting
right.
Sitting nicely.
Yes.
And Annie, for you, we have tickets to see the Jonas Brothers and also to meet the Jonas Brothers.
Are you kidding? Dan, I love you so much. You're like a brother to me, but like you have to lose. And I'm sorry that this is happening.
So we have challenges based around said acts and to see your knowledge of those people.
I'm shaking.
And we'll see where it goes from there. So today is your first challenge.
Carson and Kennedy Summer Camp Challenge. You know how at the end of summer camp they would always have the challenge, the red team versus the green team?
Yes, color wars.
Team Annie versus Team Dan.
Okay.
All right. We're not going to be doing archery. We're not going to be...
I wish we were doing archery.
Same.
Egg
toss.
Like a 40-yard dash. We're not doing the three-legged race. None of that stuff. What's all going to be about the music, guys?
She knows way more about the Jonas Brothers than Billy Joel.
Are you already complaining? Do you hear this, Kennedy?
I believe in you, Dan. I think you're going to do better than you think you are.
All right, why don't you go ahead and explain how this is going to work, Kennedy?
So today we are doing the lyrics challenge.
Okay.
Carson will read to you some lyrics from a song, and you will need to fill in the blank when he stops.
Okay.
Annie, you'll be receiving Jonas Brothers songs. Dan, you will be receiving Billy Joel songs. And we will just be keeping score. There will be no winners today.
Okay.
It's just an ongoing battle in Team Annie versus Team Dan.
My palms are sweating.
Me too. My heart rate is through the roof right now.
We go together. Better than birds of a feather, you and me, we change the weather. Yeah.
I feel the heat. Wait. Change the weather. Oh my God, why am I blanking? I feel the heat. When you're around me?
Annie, I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Summer's heat when you're around me? What is it?
I'm feeling the heat in December when
December,
you're
December
around
December when you're
oh
around
me. Oh my God, the tension in this room.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me.
Sipping his tonic and gin.
No! Making love to his
making
tonic
love.
And
making
gin.
Making love. 0-0, you guys suck.
I'm nervous.
I think you could give him the song title. I think that's okay.
Round two, 0-0. Carson Kennedy's Summer Camp Challenge. To go backstage and meet the Jonas Brothers or to go to Fenway Park.
Guys, my heart rate's at 109. Okay, so we need to
take off your Fitbit. It's dangerous.
Love Bug from Jonas Brothers. called her for the first time yesterday. Finally found the missing part of me.
What?
Felt so close, but you were far away.
Okay. Oh, Annie, I really thought you were going to get that one. That's
guys,
your favorite song.
This is the longest time from Billy Joel, Dan. Once I thought my innocence was gone. Now I know that happiness goes on. That's where you found me.
Whoa!
Oh my God! Neither of you
when you
going
put
anywhere.
Your arms around me, nobody's going to see a concert anytime soon.
I am serious.
It's hard when you're doing spoken word.
Right?
Round 3. 0-0. Carson and Kennedy Summer Camp Challenge. One of these two is going to see a great show. This is burning up, Annie.
Okay.
Jonas Brothers. I'm slipping into the lava, and I'm crying to keep from going under.
Baby, you keep my temperature higher. I'm burning up for you, baby. No!
That is incorrect. Baby, you turn the temperature hotter is the correct answer.
Yeah, whatever.
Dan, the song is My Life from Billy Joel.
Not a clue.
Oh, really?
Kennedy, this one doesn't actually have the answer on the bottom of it. Got a call from an old friend. We used to be real close. Said he couldn't go on the American way. Closed the shop, sold the house. I've got it, Kennedy.
I don't know.
Bought a ticket to the West Coast. Kennedy, we're running out of songs.
Now it gives him a stand-up routine in L.A., Dan.
Annie, we're killing it.
Round 4.
Yeah, I'm flustered.
The drama is building.
We could have listened to the songs this morning. Just a little refresher.
I'm not giving you any help here.
I know you're not.
You're trying to win a handsome reward.
We're drowning.
All right. SOS, Annie.
Oh, Jesus.
Told you I made dinner plans. You and me and no one else. That don't include your crazy friends.
Annie Dow's coming to dinner and also to the show.
I can't believe this.
People are yelling
in their
cars.
Well, I'm done with awkward situations, empty conversations.
It's just the way you're reading it, I think. I'm having a really hard time.
Dan, the song is You May Be Right from Billy Joel. Okay. Friday night, I crashed your party. Saturday, I said, I'm sorry. Sunday came and...
came and trashed me out again.
Yes! Right, that is correct. It is 1-0 after 4 rounds.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Holy smokes.
I'm sweating.
Jeez almighty, you are terrible at this. Wow. Okay. Last round for today.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Round 5. Song is Cool, Annie.
Yep.
I'm feeling so cool. Top to the bottom. Just cool. Every little thing that I do.
Is it a swear?
No.
I don't have to say it. Okay. Baby, I'm feeling so cool. Ooh, 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 ooh.
No.
What is it?
Damn it.
That's what I just said. Is it a swear? Cool. Can I say it? I didn't know if I could say damn it.
That's not a swear.
I just said.
She
I just
asked
said
no. I said no.
Should we give her
I'm
that
giving
one?
It to her.
Okay, we'll give her that one.
I object.
Dan, last one for round 5. Uptown Girl. She's been living in her uptown world. I bet she's never had a Backstreet Guy.
God, you read it terribly. You really are
so
bad.
Hard.
It's so hard.
Like, that's the whole, that's...
You're like, uptown girl? I mean, my God.
Julia Rob Hertz.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. That is it. After 5 rounds, Kennedy.
Oh, my God.
It is 1-0 for Annie. She wins the first
not.
Round.
It is not. It is 1-1.
Did you get one?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're killing this game on all counts.
All right. Sorry. It's that one. All right. We end the first round. 1-1. Carson and Kennedy Summer Camp Challenge.
Right. Stop yelling at us in your cars, please. We're right. doing the best we can.
People are so upset on the text line right now, Dan. Kennedy, do you want to tell them about tomorrow?
Yes. So, okay. For tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
We need you to write a theme.
Oh.
And in this theme, I need you to tell me why you deserve your tickets and why the other person does not.
That's not fair.
What do you mean by theme?
Like a report.
Oh, that's not fair. She went to college and I didn't.
Dan,
fair, I got
this Dan, you write a rap every single week. This is what I'm asking for.
I don't write essays.
This is, I'm not going to check your formatting.
Kennedy, would you like MLA, APA?
No.
Which one would you like?
I don't care what
you
do. Type it so I can read it. That's all I ask.
Indent the first line of the paragraph, Daniel.
There will be no red pen on this. I believe in you, Dan. You write,
so
you write better
stress.
Than most people I know who did go to college.
Hey, congratulations to both of our contestants.
Thank you.
Round one, we are tied, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, round two.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Somebody on the show is moving. We just had Salt leave not that long ago. He moved from, he was living in Marshfield. He's moved to Hartford. He's going to be buying a place down there. His family is moving down there pretty soon. He did have the baby, by the way. A lot of people had asked if he'd had the baby on the exact birthday of his daughter. 1 year later, he had a little baby boy.
She is going to beat him up for the rest of his life.
Oh, I'm
for
so
that,
scared so. For that poor baby boy.
Yes, he's back
CP
home and
has
healthy.
Has the best RBF face
yes.
that ever RBF'd.
His name is Lachlan. He's doing well, doing awesome, all that stuff. And somebody on the show is moving. Go ahead.
Well, that was quick.
Yep, that was quick. Go ahead. Make the announcement.
I know this is going to become a shock to many people, but I'm moving again.
Shocking. Shocking turn of events.
Are you going to Hartford too?
Yeah. I'm going to go down there and do that show with them. No.
Kennedy and Salt in Hartford.
But I am moving out of the city proper for the first time since I've lived here. So I'm moving down to Quincy.
Let's go.
South Shore Shakespeare.
Things I know. No,
no,
I'm
you
not.
Can't.
Nope, don't even pretend to be. Yeah, so I've been living in this building in Eastie for a couple of years, and it's just, you know, it's not my jam.
I don't even think you've been there a couple of years, have you? Maybe a
yes,
year?
Yes, Carson, have I've you? Been there for 2 years.
I was trying
Thank
to think
you,
all
though.
The places you've lived.
Okay, Seaport.
Yeah.
That's where you started.
Yeah.
Yep, in that big
How long were
right
you there?
A year, right across from Bank of America Pavilion.
Okay.
That was back in the day when there was nothing in the Seaport except for parking lots.
They were just building the Legals and the Tex-Mezcal.
Wow, imagine if you live there now.
They had just put in the pylons.
She wouldn't like it. Too many people now.
I would live there with her, though, just so I could bop on around.
And then I moved to G Street in South Boston, and I was there for 2 or 3 years. I can't remember which. Three,
right.
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Columbia Road in South Boston.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was there for 2 or 3 years. I can't remember which. And then the landlord's like, can we live back here now? And I was like, okay, bye. And then I moved to, then I downsized, as you recall, and moved to 670 square feet in East Boston.
Yes.
And I love East Boston with every part of my soul. I think it's a wonderful little place, and I hope it doesn't get eaten alive by all of the contractors and the new buildings that are going to come in there.
Mm-hmm.
But my building was one of them. And it's just, it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There were like drunk people knocking on the door on Thursday nights when they're trying to find the rooftop deck. And I'm just like, I'll kill you now.
Pretty
you,
much.
You and your man bun. I will miss the dogs that live there. That's for sure.
Right. Gary.
Gary.
Oh,
Gary.
No.
That's where Gary came from. One of the dogs that
you know, I've always wondered the origin of Gary.
That is the origin of Gary. He's
Gary's
one of the first
dogs
that I met when I moved into the building. And Gary.
So will you be moving into another building in Quincy?
No.
Are you going like Marina Bay?
Even though because I want to live in a parking lot.
That's,
so
why
anyway,
would you do that?
Why would I do that? It's all so the same people.
Terrible.
I'm going to go to the water club every night. Not that there's anything wrong with the water club. I enjoy it. But in any event, no, I found an actual house.
Oh. Yes.
So it'll just be me, not people living upstairs, not
no,
people living
not
to the side. It is not a
like
multifamily.
That.
It is not a townhouse. It
Look
is
at you.
Just a house.
Oh, wow, you're in a house?
A house.
When's the last time you lived in a house?
I mean, the place in Columbia was a house, but I only had the first floor.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
A house?
I don't think, the last time you were in a house was maybe when we were in Fayetteville 20 years ago when
Fayetteville.
I met you.
Fayetteville, without question, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
You were living in that little house.
And it was 4 the last time you lived in a regular home.
Yeah, so I've always lived in the city, always, mm-hmm. always. So this was kind of a big decision, but the house is amazing. It's by the water. It's like not on the water, but close enough. You can see it from the backyard. It has a fenced-in backyard for Elvis. It has, you know, storage in the basement, so I don't have to pay for the storage.
You're doing what
anymore.
All my friends do right now when
well,
they
I don't
have the
kids.
I know, but I'm just saying, all of my friends do the exact same thing. They've been in the city for a long time.
You will see.
No, we're staying. We're in. We are staying.
Once he doesn't get into one of those schools, you're moving. Trust me. If that happens, if he doesn't get into one of those schools, then yeah, you're out.
Mm.
No question.
I just think it's going to be so good for you because...
I do too.
And I know you love the city, but like at least Quincy has everything and it is a city.
Well,
so
here's
you have
the
that.
Difference. And I was talking to my shrink about this, is that, you know, you could live in the city and you say to yourself, there's people everywhere. Right. You know, how can I not meet people? They are falling off trees and you're living on top of one another. Mm-hmm. But in fact, cities are much more isolating.
Absolutely.
You know, people have their headphones on, your face is down, you're just walking to your job, you're walking from your job, and that's it. Right. Whereas this place is actually a neighborhood.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's not a cul-de-sac, but it's like a circle.
Mm-hmm. Girl, wait till you walk Wally Beach with Elvis. You're going to have so many friends.
And so I'm interested to actually, you know, maybe meet my neighbors and make some
friends. That'll make a difference.
Friends of
it
my
really
own
does.
Age.
I mean, we love our neighbors.
We live
in the city, but it's more like a neighborhood.
Charlestown is very much more a neighborhood than it, you know, anything else, which is awesome. I any moving companies out there want to? Because this
I'll
is the
you.
Fifth one, and bang, it's just not cheap.
I got a truck.
No, I would never ask any of you.
Danny what? Moving, you've never heard of them?
I've already started packing, so everything will be packed. You won't have to do anything but move the stuff.
We're like the two people you
but
need.
But you know how there's that real narrow staircase, and you're like, there's no way the bed's going to make the turn?
Mm-hmm. As my friend Ross Geller said, you pivot. Pivot.
Yeah. Pivot. The professionals are going to have to come in there.
Breaking news. Kennedy is moving to Quincy. No, she's not leaving the show. We got a text from the 401. Don't scare me like that, Kennedy.
No. I'm not going anywhere. You're stuck with me for life.
Yes. From the 617. Love the Q.
Yes.
Are you moving to Quincy because of Annie? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
No, I looked all at the North Shore the last time I moved because I was thinking of getting a house. I wanted a yard. I wanted to be able to foster puppies again. So I looked up North Shore.
And then she heard this guy, Dan, lived up in the North
all
Shore.
All the way up there.
No,
and I just never
you.
Found a place that clicked. And this place, honestly, it was one of the first places, well, the first place I looked at.
Right.
That wasn't a building. And right. I knew it was for me.
You're going to have a housewarming party?
Sure.
Try and get turned in your new place.
Okay.
I haven't been to Kennedy's last three houses.
I've never been to Kennedy's house.
Yeah.
I don't really invite people over. I've invited, you know, like Annie would come over because we were doing like the splash or something. But
yeah.
I don't really have people over. Yeah. My house was too small for parties.
Now you have room. Welcome to the dirty queue, baby.
So much room for activities.
Sleeping on your couch.
I'm literally like a half a mile from where Annie went to high school.
Let's go.
I was driving back home and I go, oh, look, Annie's high school. Why do I know that?
North Quincy High.
Let's go.
Red Raiders? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Raider for life, Dan. Kennedy, you are now too. Congratulations.
So yeah, I'm excited. I guess I'll need my South Shore starter kit at some point.
Oh.
Whatever that might be. I don't believe it's the North Shore starter kit that you gave me for my birthday.
Dr. McKillicuddy.
No, that's what Dan gave me for my birthday.
It's called the Townie Starter Pack.
The Townie Starter Pack.
It's a little different.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We're going to send that song out to Liam from Miley.
Why would you do that?
You weren't here yesterday to hear all the exciting conversation that happened.
And I'm very upset I wasn't here.
Kennedy actually read the text messages between the two of you. And now I guess they're headed for, and we're talking about Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus, if you don't know, are now in a legal battle over the custody of their animals.
All right, this is so exaggerated, it's ridiculous.
It's not a battle.
But,
first of all, they still love each other.
I don't know how much is real and how much is...
You don't know it's not a battle, you're not there.
I know.
Exactly. You're right, she's on a yacht somewhere. So
they have
a
ton of animals, right?
A ton of animals.
They live like... Do they live out in the country in California and they have this huge ranch? And...
No, they don't. It burned down to the ground.
Yes.
Oh, and I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it did. The fires happened a few years
back. Oh, I forgot about
Liam
that.
Ran back into the fire to save the animals.
Oh, I completely forgot about this
story. So in any event, yeah, she has some together. He had some he brought in.
Right.
But it happens. I mean, I shared custody with Elvis with GTL there for... I don't know, months after we broke up.
Yeah, but he was just doing that out of spite. He wasn't doing that out of love.
Out of spite? What are you talking about?
He just wanted to somehow be involved in your life. That's what I think about that.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. 617-931-1234. If you've had
We're not very smart in my family. I don't know what to tell you.
Funny or weird or quirky or strangest material possession you've heard of divorcing couples fight over. I was thinking about
People
this.
People do fight over the dumbest things.
I was thinking about with my mom, and obviously my mom's been married and divorced 5 times. And
but I feel like she just walked.
She never wanted anything.
She had her own stuff.
There were animals, but she always took the animals.
You know? Yeah, like Stan and I split up. We had Jake and Elwood, and we split up the dogs.
But, I remember that.
Yeah, but other than that.
Oh, you broke up the bands?
We had to.
Kennedy got Elwood.
I didn't want to be alone, and he didn't want to not have a dog, and so it just seemed the right thing to do.
I forgot about
that. And Elwood was always sort of my dog, and Jake was always sort of his dog anyway.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, I was like, I just want to go.
Yeah.
We agreed over a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, my mom never wanted anything.
No
she's
kidding.
Like, I'm out. I got my own money.
Bye.
Right. I got my money. I got myself. I don't need you.
Yep.
Hold on. Is this right? What I'm reading here on the phone screener? Rachel's from Methuen, and this is a really weird thing. The attorney shows up at the house. Tell Kennedy, what is it he wanted custody of?
He told me he wanted a can koozie. He brought his attorney to my house to tell me he wanted a can koozie. I gave him custody of the koozie. I said, you had to bring your attorney to the house to ask for a koozie? I couldn't believe it. I don't know. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
People get so spiteful.
Rachel. That's valid, man. I'd be upset.
When love takes a turn, man, it takes a hard left.
What am I going to drink my Coors out of, Megan? These mountains need to stay blue.
If you got a skinny can, you got a nice bottle can with the opener on the bottom, I'd go for it. Like,
because they're so hard to find.
Do you know, Kenny, they're special ones.
It would have to be
awfully special.
Yeah, I wonder what was on it.
It was their koozie from their wedding that they gave everybody as a favor.
All right, so Megan is from Tingsboro. What did you guys fight over during the divorce, Megan?
So it was actually me. I just recently got divorced, and I cannot handle wearing socks that aren't matching. And so my ex took all of my socks, and I had, like, contact him and be like, where, like, it was so stupid, like, where are all my socks at? And he brought over his attorney to my house, and his attorney made him give me my socks back, but then handed me a restraining order. Oh. Because he said I was harassing him about my socks. It was bad.
I feel so bad for people who have to go through this sort of a thing. Like, this took a turn for the sad.
I just can't really imagine that.
Can you imagine your job as an attorney? You go to school forever.
Right.
You pass the bar. You work at a law firm, slowly working your way up. And this is what you were reduced to. I have to go give a restraining order over socks.
Divorce court, man.
Oh, my God.
Getting paid, though, those guys.
P-E-T-T-Y.
Those lawyers that do divorce court stuff, getting paid.
Right.
Because you will pay any amount of money to get out of this mess that you're in.
Sure, I'll go over to her house and tell her, you have to give her socks back. You're going to pay me $150,000 to do so. Let's go.
Because she's such a dangerous human.
All right.
I mean, come on. I get it if there's danger involved, but give me a break.
I guess the story with Miley and Liam is they plan to co-parent their animals. Miley thinks these animals are all hers. Liam also adopted two of the dogs on his own. Miley wants to raise them together. She doesn't think it would be okay to separate them. She seems to be more concerned about the pets than Liam right now. That's what I'm reading.
What are they going to do with all their farm animals, though?
garbagegossip.com, yeah.
So right where I get all my news. Perfect.
Yes. What did you say, Dan?
So what are they going to do about all the farm animals, though, not just the dogs? Like, how do you split joint custody with an alpaca?
Here's what I think. I think they will each kind of go their own way. And someone's actually there watching them, because as we know, Miley is off in some blue-watered place on a yacht with another woman.
She is.
Everything's
getting
fine.
Spicy with the ladies.
Everything's fine. It's fine.
It is fine. She's doing fine. He's doing fine. Everybody is fine.
And
he's
like that meme where everything's on fire and they're sitting at the table going, it's fine.
Guys, I've
been
reeling over this for 72 hours, okay? And I just like need to take it all in.
Annie wasn't out because of food poisoning yesterday. She was out because Miley and Liam got
broken
separated.
Heart.
It was my day of mourning.
It was tough. It was a tough day for all of us.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I think occasionally we try and overshoot what it is that our kids can do, and I may have done that last night.
Oh, I don't think you did at all. No way.
Really?
No, not in the least.
You don't think so?
Absolutely not.
All right, let me explain this real quick. So my son yesterday gets home from camp, and he's just all up under my feet the entire afternoon.
He wasn't tired from camp? Isn't that the whole idea of camp?
You'd think. So he wants to be on his devices.
Yeah.
He wants to play on his Kindle, or he wants to play. He has an old school Nintendo, which has like Pac-Man and all the old school games. Or he wants to be on the Apple
just
TV.
Like mom and dad do.
Right. And I'm just like, no. I was playing guitar. I was like, when's the last time you fired up your keyboard? Like, have you practiced it all this summer? How about all your schoolwork for the summer?
Schoolwork for the summer.
Oh my gosh, you got a lot of it.
He's 8 years old.
He's starting third grade. It's a big transition year, third grade.
Maybe go do some wind sprints, get in shape for lacrosse. You never like go do some
layups. Well, you got a basketball hoop right outside, right?
Brutal.
Carson has him doing hill sprints. He's like more.
Thank you. Just, no, you're not playing Pac-Man or Fortnite or whatever. So
that's only for when he's here and I need him quiet.
Right. So I had this thought in the back of my mind for a while for him to read Harry Potter.
I love it. I love it so much.
And he loves to read. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't really had anything lately that has intrigued him. So he hasn't been reading as much as he should be.
And this is so good because it sucks you in. And then there's 8 books.
So I download the first one to my Kindle. Seven.
Eight movies, 7 books.
Just stretch that out.
Although the fifth one should have had 2 movies, not the last one.
So that could be a Campy Kenny question later, Dan. She'll get that wrong. So I downloaded on my Kindle, and he's like, I didn't like the movie. I don't want to read the book. And now I'm like, because now it's a personal assault on my being because I love these.
Okay, can right? I ask?
Yes.
How come you don't get them the book book?
Why?
It's like everybody's, what's a book book?
Oh, why the Kindle instead of like an actual
hardcover?
Yeah,
like it had the drawings in it and I don't know.
I have the whole box set if you need it.
I have them too, yeah. I think. Oh, I might have gotten rid of them in the last move.
So I download it.
Yeah.
And he goes upstairs and he comes back after two pages and is like, I don't get it.
It's hard to start, obviously. You're going into a magical world where all the words don't make sense.
Right. So I said to him, what do you mean? He's like, I don't understand what any of these words mean.
Right.
And I was like, I understand what you're saying now. So I read him just pretty much the first chapter of the
even
book.
Even better.
And so, and you could see him kind of like, oh, kind of getting the how it was written, what the words mean. Also on, see, the thing about the Kindle is if there's a word you don't understand, you click it and then it gives you the definition.
That's right. Okay, cool.
So
cool.
That really helped him as well. He's like, what does that word mean? I was like, do this and it'll show you the word. He's like, oh, that's awesome. So I send him off the second time and he goes upstairs and it's quiet for like 10 or 20, maybe 20 minutes. And so now it's like almost 8 o'clock. I'm ready for bed. I'm going to go up, see, get a report back from him, how he liked the, you know, the first chapter. He is out cold.
Yep.
I think he may have gotten like two more pages.
Obviously I'm a, excuse me, Harry Potter dork. So I would buy, you know, stay up till midnight,
right.
Be at the store with all the kids
right.
And I would read them straight through in one day. They called it, did they call it the Gryffindor headache? The Dumbledore headache because kids were
nobody knows but you.
No, everyone was alive then because kids were staying awake and reading all the way through.
Oh, really?
And I remember
it's
you
bad
go,
for your eyes.
I remember on the
head.
Show back in the day, you going and waiting in line at the bookstore.
Oh, we definitely
like that was a bit on our show.
That's
Kennedy
what I did.
In line for the
because
next
because there were none of these Kindles,
right?
That you couldn't buy them that way.
So,
and I didn't want them that way.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome, and I think like also, too, even if you sit with him and read him a chapter every once in a while, too, you know, it's got that. That magical sort
right.
of sensibility
I just don't
about
know
it.
If
it lends itself well to storytelling.
So there's this other kid that I know really well, and he's super smart, and he's a little bit older than Barrett, and he said he read it, and then that's how I got the idea in the back of my head.
I think it's perfect.
So I don't know.
I was in fourth grade when the first one came out, and I loved it.
Oh my God.
What's
so
he
old.
Going into third? Third?
Going into third. So he's a year younger.
And right. just, you know, as the books progress, so do more adult themes.
Yes.
So, you know, like death and things like this. So you might just want to do a quick cliff notes
sure,
before each
yeah,
book
yeah.
to make
right,
sure if you're going
right.
to have conversations. Because I remember, you know, when, spoiler alert, Dumbledore died. When I read it, no one was expecting it. And we were like, wait, what? And there were children what? Crying everywhere because they were not expecting it to turn dark like that.
You ready to have an 8-year-old running around screaming, Expelliarmus!
Right.
Expecto Leviosa. Sit down, oh.
Leviosa.
Plus Leviosa.
Leviosa.
I hope we get a lot of those jokes. I do.
Oculus Reparo.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.